This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and other top U.S. officials have been stunned by the pace of the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan as a planned withdrawal of American forces urgently became a mission to ensure a safe evacuation. The speed of the Afghan government's collapse and the ensuing chaos posed the most serious test of the Biden administration and Biden as commander-in-chief, and he was a subject of withering criticism from those who said that he had failed. Biden campaigned as a seasoned expert in international relations and has spent months downplaying the prospect of an ascendant Taliban, while arguing that Americans of all political persuasions have tired of a 20-year war, a conflict that demonstrated the limits of money and military might to force the Western-style democracy on a society not ready or willing to embrace it. The death toll from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti soared to at least 1,300 Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake also left approximately 3,000 people injured in the Caribbean nation, with thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas were forced to shelter in streets or soccer fields, where their few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals scrambled to help those who were injured. Yet the devastation could soon worsen with the coming of Tropical Depression Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti on Monday night. The U.S. National Hurricane Center classified the tropical storm as a depression on Sunday. This is VOA News.